It's nice to see that everyone's sitting at the back like the bad boys they are. Nobody ever sits at the front. There must be a way of designing lecture theatres to make it a lot easier for them to sit at the front. Anyway, my name is Ewan Kirk. I'm the chairman of the Management Committee of the Newton Institute. And my job today is really just to introduce other people. I'm chairing the first session on this. It's not necessarily a launch event, and I really dislike the phrase rebranding, but maybe renaming would be a good thing. We're as a result of the other place opening up, we are now naming this the Newton Gateway. And this is an opportunity, I think, for us to talk to some extent about what the Newton Gateway has done in the past, when it was called the Turing Gateway, and what it's going to be doing in the future, and what an important part it plays in the knowledge transfer of mathematics, both in this country and worldwide. So with that, because we've got a very tight schedule in the first section, I'm going to hand this over to David, and please get started.
Okay, thank you very much. Plug this in, and hopefully my talk will be here. Get there again. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for being here. As Ewan said, it's a sort of modest rebranding, but it does mark an important phase in the Newton Institute's life, as well as the Turing Gateway, now going to be called the Newton Gateway. So, as Ewan mentioned, there's various reasons why we're rebranding, but I will come to that later on. My job today is really to welcome you all here as supporters, friends, allies of what we've been trying to do here over a number of years. And of course, most of the insight and the inspiration has come from my predecessors as director of the Newton Institute, so I don't take any credit at all. But the fact is that I wanted to be director of the Newton Institute partly because of the Turing Gateway to Mathematics. I thought it had a vision about it, which is to try and make mathematics reach out far beyond its traditional boundaries. And I think it's been incredibly successful in the short period of time. And we hope that this change will be subtle from the outside, but big on the inside, and it will lead to linking up with so many other activities that are going on simultaneously. And we will hear about those changes throughout the afternoon of talks, hopefully. So my job today is not to talk about the Turing Gateway past, but to put the whole thing into a little bit of context, so vision and background. So the first thing I'd like to do is just say a few words about the Newton Institute. So some of you may only come for Newton Gateway or Turing Gateway events and not see the sort of big picture of what we're trying to do. But I should go right back to the beginning. And the beginning is down to Michael Atiyah and Peter Goddard and Peter Lanshoff and a number of other people who conceived of the Institute as being an entity to serve the whole of mathematical sciences. And as you will all know, Michael Atiyah very sadly died a few days ago, and his legacy to the mathematical world has been absolutely incredible. There's no one to touch him mathematically, but also his energy, his vigor, his vision has been exceptional. And we are very, very fortunate that without him and his backing of the project, we wouldn't be here today. So I just dug out from my old folders something that he sent on the 22nd of January 1992, so almost to the day. It was his first announcement about the creation of the Newton Institute, and it showed two pages there of the first eight programs that were conceived to run at the Institute. I doubt if you can see them, but they're very, very broad. And that's the take-home message, that the breadth of the Institute was conceived right from the beginning, and the model of running programs here has hardly changed. So we don't change it because it works so well. So let me go back to the philosophy of the Newton Institute. And I apologize for having lots of points on the slides, but the philosophy is well thought through. So its inception, it's uniquely been devoted to the mathematical sciences in the broadest possible sense. So they conceived of mathematics spreading far and wide, interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary, looking at the greatest challenges in science and beyond, and then picking them those up and mathematizing them if they don't have the language of mathematics, or if they do, to use the cutting-edge mathematics that's available and finding mathematicians to engage those. So the range, we know that mathematics plays a role in science, is vast, and no topic is excluded from the programming in the Institute. So that's always been the maxim, anything can go. And it overcomes usual barriers. And those usual barriers that we live in silos in universities, that departments are traditional. So the Institute for Advanced Sciences in Princeton is an exception where you put different scientists together. Here it, and throughout the world, it's very much the mathematicians live with other mathematicians. Well, this is a place where we can try and get people to engage more broadly. It's always been about breakthroughs rather than consolidation. So looking at what really can make a difference by bringing something here. Novelty, interdisciplinary, and adventure, very important, but quality trumps everything else. So that was Michael Atiyah's maxim, okay? And INI is a world institute, so it works for the world, but it's, of course, paid by UK, and its context has to be UK-founded. So if we're weak in an area of mathematics, then we support it, and we try and build up the strength through programs. If we're strong, then we should have a big contribution to play in our programs. Our programming, if you look over the years, is well balanced, but that's not on each case-by-case basis. Quality is the issue. And lately, we're really being concerned with equality, diversity, and inclusivity in science. And the Newton Institute can make a big difference in changing the culture in science. So we recognize the role we have to play. So most of you are very experienced of Newton programs, but if we just go through it, we tend to run long-term programs here, 1, 4, and 6 months duration, and there's about 30 participants at each time, at any one time in the Institute, and we have 2 or 3 programs going on simultaneously. We're very fortunate, thanks to our sponsors, EPSRC, that we've got stable funding through to 2024, which allows us to plan through. So the programming we're now filling is past when I cease to be director. So essentially, if I walk under a bus, it's no consequence to anyone. I fulfill my role. We've had around 150 research programs to date, and we invite people and they come. So we have the very, very best mathematicians, scientists, people who are movers and shakers coming through. And in terms of scale, 2,500 visitors or more now come through our doors each year. So we're a big operation. And just a snapshot of the last year's report, which is going to be available, it is available on our website. Essentially, it's hard to see, but about a third are UK-based participants, a third are rest of the world, and a third are about Europe. And this is a plot, a distribution by age of participants, and you can see that we actually get mostly young participants, early career researchers, the lifeblood, and the gender balance, so this colour is female, male, so we're doing much better at the early career stage in terms of our gender balance, but we should do more better, and at the top end, not unsurprisingly, we could do a lot better, and we're trying to do things about it. But we have about 1,500 workshop participants a year coming through our doors and 500 program participants, plus all the other events like this. So it comes to well over 2,500 in entirety. Okay, I will get on to the Turing Gateway any minute, but I should say the context is the UK has always had a remarkable and exceptional shape to its mathematical form. We've always recognized the importance of the breadth of mathematics and statistics, and we have a unique tradition for that application in our work. And in the past, there's been tensions within our community about doing research for its own sake, curiosity-driven research, and the applications, and being driven by applications. What's the right balance between the two? So this institute has always recognized that it does both, and it's been successful at doing both, but I know that it causes tensions, and the creation of the Institute of Maths and its applications is a product of that tension. But now we all work pretty well together as one harmonious family, but the landscape is changing. So what we need is to recognise that the funding for research, and especially in the sciences, is moving over from discipline-specific funding, applying to get funding to do mathematics, for instance, to challenge-led funding. So the funding is about ageing population, disasters, equality, trying to get the mathematics in that funding mechanism is a challenge to many mathematicians. So in response to that, back in 2008, David Wallace, my predecessor before one, created something called Open for Business events, and they were to try and find a day or two within a program where they bring in people from outside academia to engage with mathematicians. So they were called Open for Business for obvious reasons, and they were successful, but a very limited form. And then John Toland and Christy Moore, the current INI deputy director, and John Toland, my predecessor, created the Turing Gateway to Mathematics in 2013 and appointed Jane Leitz as the TGM manager then to build up activity for knowledge transfer, as it was called then, or now we call it knowledge exchange, because we recognise it's two-way. And thanks to the efforts of the staff and the commitments of everybody in this room and beyond to supporting this idea of bringing together academia with those outside academia, whether they're scientists or whether they're people of users of mathematics, then this has become very, very successful. And in particular, we've got a very large number of close partnerships, and Jane will talk about that next. So from the TGM, we're now moving on to the Newton Gateway. And this launch event heralds a new phase. And it's, as I said at the beginning, a great deal more than a cosmetic change. It links INI's core activities or programming in a much deeper way with what's going on at the Newton Gateway. So this is hard to see from the outside, but Jane will give one example or two coming up. What we've done is try to make the Turing Gateway, which was always sort of self-funding, now it has a much more stable financial footing. So we can not only think of it concentrating on its program of activities, but also thinking about expansion. So we hope to have four in the team in a week or so's time. We work much, much more closely with partners, and I mentioned three here who we work on very regularly: the International Centre for Mathematical Sciences, the Knowledge Transfer Network, which is part of Innovate UK, and the Alan Turing Institute. So on a weekly basis, we link to these people, and we can give you examples. For example, next month, Matt Butchers from the KTM will be running a 2-3-day workshop to try and get mathematicians engaged in the Industrial Strategy Challenge Fund, which is an enormous pot of money which mathematicians are doing very badly at engaging with. So the mathematicians around the world have probably been given sort of advance notification of that. But at the bottom, I think that it allows the Newton Gateway to do much more horizon scanning and in-depth creation and sustenance of novel and distributed partnerships. And the bottom point here is that we recognise our role in trying to help meet the recommendations of Philip Bond's review, and we're going to hear from Philip later today about that review and what we're trying to achieve. So my concluding slide. The INI has been expanding, as it should, as it's in its 26th year, it should be expanding, and thinking ambitiously about how it meets the needs of the whole UK community and the world community for mathematics. The Newton Gateway plays a critical role. It has to make sure that we are engaged on the impact question, and we facilitate all the opportunities that people have for their research having real impact. We have short of desk space, we're short of lecture theatre room, we're short of multitasking rooms so that we can actually run several events simultaneously. So the one thing holding us back is the space, and space is something we're trying to address. So as my role to the end of my time is really to try and build something like that in between this building and the gatehouse and a large lecture theatre. So that's what we need to achieve. So you may hear more about that in due course, but I think I've said enough now. So again, thank you very much as long-standing supporters of the Newton Gateway, and hopefully we can chat about the future in the rest of the day. So I'll pass over to Jane now. Thank you.
Thank you.